ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 21 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स। पंडिता बहवो राजन बहु ज्ञान संशय छिदा सदशस्पतयोप्येके असंतोषात् पतन्ति अधा। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेशियस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। Translation. O King Yudhishthir, many persons with varied experience, many legal advisors, many learned scholars, and many persons eligible to become presidents of learned assemblies fall down into hellish life because of not being satisfied with their positions. Purport. For spiritual advancement, one should be materially satisfied. For if one is not materially satisfied, his greed for material development will result in frustration of his spiritual advancement. There are two things that nullify all good qualities. One is poverty, daridra dosho guna rashi nasi. If one is poverty stricken, all his good qualities become null and void. Similarly, if one becomes too greedy, his good qualifications are lost. Therefore, the adjustment is that one should not be poverty stricken, but one must try to be fully satisfied with the bare necessities of life and not be greedy. For a devotee to be satisfied with the bare necessities is therefore the best advice for spiritual advancement. Learned authorities in devotional life consequently advise that one not endeavor to increase the number of temples and mathas. Such activities can be undertaken only by devotees experienced in propagating the Krishna consciousness movement. All the acharyas in South India, especially Sri Ramanujacharya, constructed many big temples, and in North India, all the Goswamis of Vrindavan constructed large temples. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also constructed large centers known as Gaudiya Mathas. Therefore, temple construction is not bad, provided proper care is taken for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Even if such endeavor are considered greedy, the greed is to satisfy Krishna. And therefore, these are spiritual activities. Hare Krishna. So these are a series of verses where emphasis is given on self-satisfaction, these verses have been narrated by Srila Narad Muni. Here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions about greed of a living entity. And he particularly emphasizes on how a person should be self-satisfied so he can achieve his real purpose of life, that is Krishna consciousness or going back to kingdom of God. Even various varna and ashram are given ultimately so that we can be free from varna and ashram and go back to the kingdom of God. We can end up the series of varna and ashram life after life. Here initially Prabhupada mentions that what happens if a person is dissatisfied in material life. Person should be satisfied in any condition of life. Person should be satisfied with just bare necessities of life, and that can help us to advance in spiritual life. One should not be over endeavoring for material objects. And people, you find today's time, they endeavor so much for their sense gratification. And to fulfill their sense gratification, they have to work so hard. People have spendthrift these days. They borrow money from various sources just so that they can spend lavishly. We see in world today, people spend so much money on social life, society, parties. We find many times people spending so much crores of rupees on marriages, heavy expenditure. People borrow so much money. Generally, an average father is in debt after performing the son's or daughter's marriage, because they borrow so much money to spend and just to show off pomp. And due to that reason, they have to work hard so much. We find people having many cars, or people are used to put on many clothes. We hear that people even change their interior decoration every second year or so in rich people's house. But for that, there is always a price tag. Price tag is that to compensate for that, a person has to work more and more hard. People, for their show off or for their sense gratification, they may do it. People may take a very opulent house in Bombay. And we read just sometime back article of Anandan Prabhu in BTG that how people are trapped in just this particular trap, or having this intense desire to have their own house, and that is also royal house in the city of Bombay. And what is the price for that? Price for that is that you slog throughout their life for what? Just to pay off the debt that you have taken. Earlier time, people were not taking much loans or debts. But now actually, so many people, most of the people dependent on these loans and other facilities, and they don't hesitate also that how will I pay off? And they are in so much debt. And in such a scenario, it is very difficult that somebody can understand the principle of Krishna consciousness. If somebody is endeavoring too much for material things, he cannot understand Krishna consciousness. Suppose somebody is doing a professional course, and that is very intense course, and you preach to that person about Krishna consciousness, it is very difficult. He will think that I don't have any time for Krishna consciousness now. Let me complete my this. And he may be knowing that what this person is saying now is correct. But he may not be able to pursue it. Why? Because his mind is completely engaged in that professional course. Or if a person is poverty stricken and has got a lot of desire to earn money, to come out of that situation, Hare Krishna. A person here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that a person may be poverty stricken, and he may desperately want to come out of that poverty stricken condition. And for that reason, he may work. He can go to any extent to work. And due to that reason, simple philosophy of Krishna consciousness is very difficult to digest for people who are too much infected by material desires. We normally find that those people who are very successful, respected in the society, very rich, for them to preach to them is very difficult. Why? Because still, although they are very successful, they are hankering for more success or endeavoring to maintain their success, and due to that reason, they have to work very hard, and they are not ready to accept Krishna consciousness principles. But on the contrary, devotees are very satisfied in heart. Sometime back, a devotee mentioned that one very wonderful thing in Krishna consciousness that you will never find a hungry devotee. You go any part of the world and somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, he will never be. Krishna will always provide his basic necessities, food, clothing and shelter. Krishna will definitely provide for the devotee. Poverty, person working very hard for material desires, and a person is poverty stricken, that condition may apply for a non-devotee. But for a devotee's life, Krishna will always provide for basic necessities in life. And due to that reason, devotee doesn't have to worry for his basic necessities. He has to just pursue his Krishna consciousness. Here, the qualifications or do's and don'ts for brahmanas are mentioned. And one of the very important quality of a brahmana, he is satisfied in heart. Whatever condition Krishna keeps, a brahmana is very satisfied in heart. And we find that there are so many devotees of the Lord, but they are not agitated. In Chaitanya Leela also, we find most of the devotees are not so rich. Most of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are poverty stricken. Ami to kangal, Krishna Krishna boli, dhaye to paache paache. That means they don't have much wealth. So many. What to speak of other brahmanas, even Jagannath Mishra was poverty stricken. He was not having much wealth. Shuklambar Brahmachari, Sridhar Kolvecha, many brahmanas in Navadvip, they are very poverty stricken. But they are very happy, satisfied, never they used to complain. Sridhar Kolvecha, what wealth he was having, hardly any, very little to just for his food and clothing, that's all. And whatever he was having, he used to spend 50% to worship Mother Ganges. And that was his condition. But he was very satisfied in heart. He was not aspiring for material profits or career. It was not like that. At that time we hear that in Navadvip, many people were very rich. Before the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many people were so rich and spending so much money on useless thing as getting the children married. Some reasonable amount is proper, but to spend very lavishly on just an item as a marriage is not so worthwhile. And before the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people are spending so much money on just getting their son and daughters married, so much money. And it's just a show off. On the contrary, devotees like Sridhar Kolvecha, very satisfied in heart. Even an opportunity given to devotees like that, they don't aspire for wealth. They don't aspire for wealth. We don't find in any prayer when Krishna gave darshan or Lord gave darshan and devotee is asking, please give me wealth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking Sridhar Kolvecha and Mahaprakash Leela that, my dear Sridhar, I am so happy with you. Whatever you want, I will give you. You want mystic siddhi, I will give you. You want wealth, opulence, as good as Indra, I will give you. I can give you even the stay in Vaikuntha Loka. Whatever you want, Sridhar, I can give you. Ask, Sridhar, ask. And Sridhar says, my dear Lord, I don't want anything else. I just want to be in your association and I want to serve you. That is the quality of a brahmana, self-satisfied. Why? Because they are always remembering in their heart Sri Krishna, which is a source of all satisfaction. And due to that reason, they don't hanker for material things which other people hanker for. Even somebody may hanker for material things and perform devotional service, after some time, he will not hanker for material things. Dhruva Maharaj, he hankered for material thing, kingdom greater than Uttanpad, or kingdom even greater than his forefather Brahma. And when Lord appeared in front of him, he says, I don't want this distraction. I am satisfied with your darshan. So devotees are very satisfied rendering devotional service. They don't hanker for different material objects which people are unnecessarily running around. Even somebody may come to Krishna with material desires in heart and repeatedly pray to Krishna and even perform devotional service to getting that. After a certain time, he'll be purified from that desire to have material object, and he may repent. What for what I actually rendered devotional service? Even to go back to the kingdom of God, that is also material desire. And devotees, in some time, they get purified from that also. That, okay, my dear Lord, wherever you happy to place me, and I can remember you and serve you and serve my spiritual master, I am happy that serve in that position. I don't aspire for anything else. And that is the heart of the devotee. Always satisfied in heart. Never hankering for material objects of this life, of this world. Here Prabhupada mentions one of the very wonderful point is that sometimes somebody may exhibit greed. Some Brahman may exhibit greed. And what is the outcome of that? Outcome of Brahman exhibiting greed is that his spiritual strength is lost. He will no longer be spiritually powerful because his mind will focus on sense gratification and earning. How I can earn more? How I can earn more? And due to that reason, his spiritual strength will decline. His austerity, his power will decline. He won't be austere anymore for spiritual practice. And his knowledge will also decline because he won't be able to give time for spiritual subjects because his time will be eaten away by other things of this world. And we find that even some devotees who are too much inflicted in heart to earn for their sense enjoyment, they cannot give time to spiritual activities. They directly compromise on hearing and chanting and other spiritual activities because they give something else as priority in life. That's why one should always be focusing on Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada mentions to the degree is that someone may exhibit greed even to construct temple and mathas. But if it is extension of false ego, one should check it. We chant this verse, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. That means we don't want women, wealth, opulence, and even followers also. Somebody may be rendering devotional service just for the sake of followers. So you should check it. What is his motivation? And unnecessarily you should not construct or say temples or increase the number of mathas. As it is all over India, you find so many mathas. So many mathas, so many temples, but practically not cared for. What is the use of that? Prabhupada wanted such mathas and temples should be place where Krishna consciousness is propagated and given to the people in general. And that was the purpose. And today there are so many spiritual organizations. Suppose somebody goes to Prayag, Kumbh Mela, and he finds it like, say, spiritual supermarkets. So many, say, mathas and spiritual organization, a person get bewildered by it. And many of the people want to increase their followers, increase their mathas, increase their temples, and so on. Just for the reason that I may be appreciated. A person who is trained, he will not be hankering for all these things. He may do it for the welfare of the people, to spreading Krishna consciousness. That is very important. Prabhupada did it because that was the heart of Prabhupada. Prabhupada, whenever he gets any opportunity, he even pushes this point that one should be spreading Krishna consciousness. I was reading one translation on this, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. And Prabhupada was defining one of the definition of friend. And I was thinking friend means somebody who in land of Vrindavan, he is having mellow in the friendship, he was serving Krishna. And Prabhupada is translating, friend means Krishna's friend means Krishna wants all living entity to come back to him. He wants all living entity to surrender to him. And friend means one who fulfills this desire of Krishna, that is friend. So Prabhupada dovetails everything to give Krishna to others, very surprisingly. And Prabhupada here contrary is saying one should not increase the number of temple and mathas. The reason is that one should not unnecessarily propagate himself. Prabhupada, although he was infected by this greed of Krishna consciousness, but at the same time, he was doing for his spiritual master and Krishna. One time, Srila Prabhupada was in Guru Puja and devotees were worshipping Srila Prabhupada, giving flowers to Srila Prabhupada, worshipping Prabhupada. And surprisingly, devotee noted that even Prabhupada was chanting Guru Puja along with them. And they understood that actually, we are offering respect to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is passing the same respect to his spiritual master, Guru Parampara, and ultimately to Krishna. So he is not doing anything for himself to propagate his image. You find most of the Gitas available on the land of India, the picture of the author will be on the front page. But Prabhupada Gita, you find Krishna on the front page. Yes, Prabhupada wanted to propagate Krishna. Prabhupada was once in Prayag and they saw one mathad is on elephant. And devotee said, Prabhupada, we should also have elephant and you should be riding on that. Prabhupada says, no, I won't be riding. I'll be walking down along with you. May deity of Radha and Krishna ride on the elephant. And that was the heart of Srila Prabhupada. Although he's got lot of greed to give Krishna to others, his life actually was rotating on this principle only. How I can give Krishna consciousness to others? That was his intense longing greed. And surprisingly, devotee's greed doesn't reduce to serve. The more a person is purified, the more he is greedy to serve Krishna. Because the more he is purified, the more he gets test to serve Krishna. And he'll be haunted. Devotees like Srila Prabhupada are haunted with a desire to serve Krishna. And we see they work very tirelessly to serve and please Krishna. Prabhupada works so hard, we can't even conceive. Many times people challenge that if we become devotees, our strong motivation will go away. No, that is not correct. Most of the people have got this desire for greed, money. And it is very captivating desire. And for this purpose of greed, people work very hard. We find people working so hard in offices, in business shops, they don't care for even eating and sleeping also. Work hard continuously. Most of the time they work hard even more than devotees. They forget eating. Many times people bring dabba in their office. And when they go back, they realize, I have not had my dabba also. Aaj bhul gaya main. I forgot to open my tiffin box and eat. Most of the people in office or in business, they eat very less in the afternoon time. Generally, we find devotees eat more in afternoon time. Lunches, because digestion is more, and we eat nice prasad with many items. But contrary, we find in business shop or in office, people eat less. Many times, people just survive on sandwiches or vada pav or idli or something like that, very light. And generally at that time, a person should be eating more because digestion is more. And due to that reason, a person in the noon time should be eating more. Then why do that? Do completely opposite. What is the reason? The reason is that they know if we eat more, then we may be little drowsy. And due to that reason, we may not be able to perform. And they need to perform. Suppose somebody had a heavy lunch, and just immediately after lunch, there is a meeting. And there's a board meeting and CEO is yawning in the meeting. So how is that a person will be uncomfortable? And they know it. And due to that reason, they eat very less. Whole day, hardly they eat. And in the night, sumptuously they eat. Completely ulta than devotees. Devotees eat more in the daytime or in the afternoon time, like say in the lunch. Why is that? Lot of greed, motive of greed. We want to perform at any cost. Cutthroat competition, keeping feet on others' head and want to survive greed. Prabhupada says in first canto, as soon as somebody comes in contact with money, their heart becomes restless. Why? Because since so many lifetimes, we have got attachment for money. And as soon as we see money, immediately temptation comes. It says that money not only changes hands, it changes hearts also. A person's mind is changed just by contact of money. That is a potency money carries. Very powerful. Money is there. And people work for money. Why? Because money is the only medium which can satisfy all the senses. It has got higher potency in the lust also, because lust is the only one senses is satisfied. But money can satisfy even the lust also. If somebody is very rich, he can very easily afford to satisfy his lusty propensity also. The money is more powerful than even lust also. Because whatever you want, we can get it on sensual platform. Money can buy different things of this world and person can satisfy the senses. And due to that reason, people work very, very, very hard just to accumulate money. Wanting money at any cost. Greed. I want everything and nothing should be given to anyone else. That's the greed. Vedic culture is that you satisfy everyone. Prabhupada once was walking through a field, and in field they have got this structure created. They create a man in the field so that birds doesn't come and they don't eat the grains. And Prabhupada laughed. He says, actually, the Mother Earth gives so much that there is no such necessity. Even the birds come, how much they can eat? So little. And Mother Earth has provided everything for everyone. So why you are hampering their quota and taking their quota? Let them eat and you also eat. So Krishna has made arrangement for everyone. But people want to accumulate. I want it. I want it. And due to that reason of greed or strong material desire, people work very, very, very hard. And in that working hard, they compromise their Krishna consciousness. Strong material motivation. People say, if I become spiritualist, I will not have strong motivation to work hard. That is not correct. Yes, materialistic people work hard due to affected by mode of passion. The byproduct of mode of passion is that a person works very hard. In ignorance, person doesn't work so hard. In passion, because he's infected by desires, he works very, very hard. People say, if I become devotee, then my motivation to work hard will go away. That is not correct. Who can claim that, which materialist can claim that he is working more harder than personally like Srila Prabhupada? No. Prabhupada works so hard, not living one moment also without serving Krishna. Ate little, slept very little, getting up in the middle of the night, translating his books, working very hard, traveling, so much. Which materialistic can claim that my motivation for material desires is more stronger than Srila Prabhupada's desire to serve Krishna? No. As a person gets purified, his desire to serve Krishna or his desire also increases. And due to that reason, he also works hard to please Krishna. So spiritual energy is more potent more powerful than actually material energy. Of course, no doubt people definitely work hard in this material world for their career, prospects, money and other things. But it is a futile labor if our Krishna consciousness is not evoked. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, it's mentioned that any activity which ultimately doesn't give rise, doesn't say inspire us to take to Krishna consciousness, that activity is actually a useless labor only. So we should know that whatever you are performing, we should know that our aim is Krishna consciousness. And somehow we should dovetail all our activity in connection with Krishna. We should increase, as the years pass, we should be increasing our Krishna consciousness. Not that we are trying to gain more in this material world. No, that is not needed. Naturally, it will be natural desire that person are happy with material opulence. But material opulence, in turn, will give rise to more endeavor to just maintain it. Just to maintain it, material opulence. And ultimately, like say, we should be just focusing on Krishna consciousness only. That is our goal. That is a priority. And that we can learn from Srila Prabhupada's life. And forget this greed and other things of this world. Strong attachment for money and other things. We should be forgetting. And just focusing on Krishna consciousness. We find in business, in material world, people work very hard. Very hard. But ultimately, like say, if they are not rendering devotional service or performing Krishna consciousness, what is the use of that working hard? Ultimately, we should know that Krishna is behind everything. For example, some business entrepreneur, they start with the manufacturing of product. And to have more profit, they want to capture the whole market. Still, they are not satisfied. They will do forward integration, backward integration, so that they can capture profits before also and profits after also. So whoever is profit is there, they want to capture everybody's profit. But they forget that actually source is Krishna. For example, say different companies make a product and they want to have a backward integration, produce even backward product also. So they get profit and still go backward, more profit. And they want to earn everything what everyone is earning. Lot of greed. But they are forgetting the hand of Krishna. For example, say, one of the company has started chain of stores, Reliance Fresh. And chain of stores all over country, India. And in other all other products, they are doing backward integration. But can they do backward integration in these products? They are selling, say, fruits or vegetables or grains and other products. They can't do backward integration in the factory in this product because these products are given by Krishna. They are grown in the fields. Grains, fruits and vegetables are grown in the fields. So in this case, they are not understanding the hand of Krishna. They are not understanding that ultimately we have to surrender to Krishna and we have to forget this principle of money. Money is all attractive, that is correct. People are happy to have money. Suppose somebody is walking with a free hands, he'll be happy. But if a materialistic is walking with a, having a bag full of money, say suppose there is a 1,000 rupee bundle notes are there, and the bag is very heavy, so he'll be very happy to carry that bag. Suppose the weight of the bag will be maybe few kg, and he will not say something, aap thoda dar uthao karke. He'll be lifting that bag, very happy, oh. The more it is heavy, the more he is happy that so much money I am having. Why? Because people like to carry that burden. Such a wonderful bag. Wow. He may carry long distance, he will not give to anyone. He will carry in the lab, even if he sits in train. He will not put on the rack also. He knows money is there. I will carry on my lap. I don't mind the weight. So people are so attached to money, burden of this money, they like it, relish it. And for that reason, they go to any extent for that reason. Any extent. Just to gratify senses and for that reason to earn money. But the contrary, in this series of purports, Prabhupada is emphasis on self-satisfaction. That is the only way one can end all these miseries. A person may be kept in any condition of life. He should not be striving for more and more and more. Devotee doesn't do that. Prabhupada to the degree says in the purport that even if some devotee should have a mentality of like python, which is very difficult for us to conceive of. Python is that whatever Krishna provides, we accept it. Very difficult for us to digest at this stage. But that is the nature of the Brahmana. Brahmana is self-satisfied. Why? Because he is in contact with Krishna. Krishna resides in his heart. He always thinks of Krishna, engages in Krishna service by various processes of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, and so forth. And due to that reason, his heart is pure. No material desires dwells in his heart. And due to that reason, we find that so many Brahmanas mentioned, as I mentioned, Sridhar Kolvecha, Sudama Vipra, Jagannath Mishra, and so many Brahmanas in the land of Navadvip, or even Jagannath Puri also, very satisfied, never hankering that we want material opulence. They were poorish. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once announced in Jagannath Puri, Brahmanas would invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come for prasad at our house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go, and it was a great joy in their heart. And once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu announced that I will go to the house of a person only if he is a Lakpati. And at that time, to be a Lakpati was a very big. Now, Lakpati cannot be a big thing. A beggar can also be a Lakpati. But that time, Lakpati was a very big thing. And all devotees are murused. How our Lord can speak something like this? That means we have to go and earn a lot of money to invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at our house. And their faces darkened. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, don't worry. Lakpati in the sense that one who chants Krishna's name, minimum 1 lakh names every day. And then everyone is very happy. Jai, jai. And that was the case. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't see external. Doesn't see external. He sees the heart only. And devotees are very, very, very satisfied in contact with Krishna. Brahmanas, very satisfied. Because they know that other things are just deviation from the real goal of life. Real goal of life is to attain Krishna. To go back to the kingdom of God. And they always remember Krishna. And in that condition, they are fully satisfied, saturated in the heart. Never hankering for any material objects. They have got greed. Greed for what? To satisfy Krishna. Here Prabhupada says one should not be constructing temples for their self-aggrandizement. But we find that so many acharyas have constructed so many temples. They have constructed big, big temples. That means so much energy has gone into it. We find Govindji temple, a 7-story temple with hard stone, which nobody can conceive of it, such a temple. It takes so many years. Govindji temple, Shad Goswami has constructed many temples in the land of Vrindavan. Prabhupada mentions Ramanujacharya and other in South India. So many temples you find in South India. You go in so many corners, you go in, there are so many Divya Desham. And so many temples all over South India. So why do Acharya construct so many temples? Because they have got greed to satisfy Krishna, please Krishna. And this greed cannot be satisfied. Material greed cannot be satisfied. And spiritual greed can also not be satisfied. No point a person is said that I am satisfied now with my service. End of it. No. The more a person becomes render service, the more a person becomes greedy to render more service. That is the nature of spiritual life. And that's why there's a dynamism of spiritual life. He's never satisfied. He said, never, abhi full stop, abhi now end of it. No. He wants to serve more and more Krishna. Although his body may dwindle as the years pass, but desires will not dwindle. And desires will always be there. And that's why one should be endeavoring with his full zeal to perform devotional service. And that's the topmost greed to satisfy Krishna. One should increase his devotional service by chanting, by hearing. That is also greed. One should serve devotees more. That is also greed. And one should increase his greed so that ultimately Krishna is satisfied. And Krishna is satisfied, then our hearts will also be satisfied. And that's the secret. Otherwise, our hearts can never be satisfied. Hare Krishna. And here, thank you very much for your patient hearing. Any comments somebody has got? Otherwise, we may end. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, jai. Anant Koti Vaishnavrund ki, jai.